Zabba on the Central West, number one. Yeah, morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. Maggie Lindemann wrapping up with Pretty Girl. We do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef all year in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Stand by. Special edition of Want a Gift for the Tech Head. If you're wondering what the best gifts of 2017 is for someone who loves technology, Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au joins us in under 20 minutes' time to let you know. But right now, it is time for a Royal Update. If I can get my computer working.
Well done.
Hey! Update. Pippa, you got the royal update for today.
That's right. The royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. We are going to cover this from every angle, every aspect until the big day, which I'm so excited about.
And we'll be playing you this spectacular intro.
We will, which is fabulously done by Jimmy Love in studio.
Can we replay it? Because I kind of talked over it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, it is time for a...
I like it a lot. Okay, so May 2018, mark it in your diaries. Obviously, a wedding party will be happening at my place, so stay tuned for those details. But that is when they're going to tie the knot, Harry and Meghan. The wedding ceremony will be held at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle, which is one of the Queen's residences, and she has granted the new royal couple permission to wed there. Now, here's the thing, right?
The UK
government have said there'll be no plans for the wedding to be given a national holiday, but there was a national holiday granted for when Prince William and Kate Middleton got married in 2011.
You know what I reckon? They're going to be fifth in line to be the head of state of Australia. Why doesn't Australia have an
exactly.
extra holiday?
Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree. I think we need a wedding holiday.
Maybe we could stick the Triple J Hottest 100 on that day.
Oh, we could do that. That'd be all right.
Yeah, right.
So the UK have already got two holidays in the month of May, one scheduled for May 7 and one scheduled for May 28. Don't know if they're going to jump on the back of any one of those. However, we don't know if the wedding is going to be televised yet.
Ah.
No confirmation of that. I'm very much hoping that it is.
Of course, I reckon.
Surely.
Yeah, it's 2017, mate.
Surely, exactly. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to watch this wedding? So that's happening. So there will also be some weird wedding traditions that Prince Harry will have to follow when he gets married. On a PS, the other thing that's happening in April, the month before the wedding, is that Kate and Will's are going to give birth to baby number 3.
Really?
Are they going to have a busy year, 2018?
I know. I wonder which is going to make more press, the wedding or the baby.
I wonder if the birth of the baby might upstage the wedding.
Oh, no.
Maybe Kate will be overdue.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, drama. Royal drama.
That is drama.
Weddings and babies. Oh, my gosh, you'll hear it here first on Hit 93.5.
Can't wait.
Okay, so obviously Harry and Meghan are, 100% involved with the planning process. Now, the groom's outfit. So Harry is obviously going to be wearing military uniform on the wedding day, a tradition that dates back to Prince Albert. The seating plan, royal family obviously always sit on the right-hand side of the church. So we're already starting to get a bit of a picture happening. The wedding cake, the royals get to have two wedding cakes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the wedding ring, it is customary amongst aristocratic men not to wear a wedding ring.
Oh.
So William and Harry both don't get a bit of bling. But Meghan and Kate, obviously they get some bling.
Well, there you go. Wedding's coming up May 2018.
Exactly. Get excited. I was actually, on a side note, I was tagged in an article last night that claimed that Harry and Meghan are actually related.
Really?
Apparently, they share a great times 14 grandfather.
Oh, really?
So, which means they're technically like 15th cousins.
Oh, really?
I just thought when I was first tagged in the article, obviously someone was trying to rain on my parade, not sharing my excitement of the royal nuptials. So I was like, go away. But really, when you think about it, 15th cousins, probably not a deal breaker.
There you go.
You and I are probably 15th cousins.
We probably are. Probably less than that.
Probably
eighth, Australian.
Seventh or eighth.
Captain Cook's probably our grandfather.
Oh, he probably is.
Ah, exactly. That'd be fantastic. There you go. Well done on your first royal update.
Royal update. Stay tuned. Many more to come.
Number one. All done. Hey, royal update.
The cool boys and the front man.
Zabba on the Central West, number one. Yeah, morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. Maggie Lindemann wrapping up with Pretty Girl. We do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef all year in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Stand by. Special edition of Want a Gift for the Tech Head. If you're wondering what the best gifts of 2017 is for someone who loves technology, Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au joins us in under 20 minutes' time to let you know. But right now, it is time for a Royal Update. If I can get my computer working.
Well done.
A Royal Update. Pippa, you've got the royal update for today.
That's right. The royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. We are going to cover this from every angle, every aspect until the big day, which I'm so excited about.
And we'll be playing you this spectacular intro.
We will, which is fabulously done by Jimmy Love in studio.
Can we replay it? Because I kind of talked over it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, it is time for a royal update.
I like it a lot. Okay, so May 2018, mark it in your diaries. Obviously, a wedding party will be happening at my place, so stay tuned for those details. But that is when they're going to tie the knot, Harry and Meghan. The wedding ceremony will be held at St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle, which is one of the Queen's residences, and she has granted the new royal couple permission to wed there. Now, here's the thing, right? The UK government have said there'll be no plans for the wedding to be given a national holiday, but there was a national holiday granted for when Prince William and Kate Middleton got married in 2011.
You know what I reckon? They're going to be fifth in line to be the head of state of Australia. Why doesn't Australia have an extra holiday?
Exactly. I wholeheartedly agree. I think we need a wedding holiday.
Maybe we could stick the Triple J Hottest 100 on that day.
Oh, we could do that. That'd be all right.
Yeah, right.
So the UK have already got two holidays in the month of May, one scheduled for May 7 and one scheduled for May 28. Don't know if they're going to jump on the back of any one of those. However, we don't know if the wedding is going to be televised yet.
Ah.
No confirmation of that. I'm very much hoping that it is.
Of course, I reckon.
Surely.
Yeah, it's 2017, mate.
Surely, exactly. I mean, come on, who doesn't want to watch this wedding? So that's happening. So there will also be some weird wedding traditions that Prince Harry will have to follow when he gets married. On a PS, the other thing that's happening in April, the month before the wedding, is that Kate and Will's are going to give birth to baby number 3.
Really?
Are they going to have a busy year, 2018?
I know. I wonder which is going to make more press, the wedding or the baby?
I wonder if the birth of the baby might upstage the wedding.
Oh, no.
Maybe Kate will be overdue.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, drama. Royal drama.
That is drama.
Weddings and babies. Oh, my gosh, you'll hear it here first on Hit 93.5.
Can't wait.
Okay, so, right. So, obviously, Harry and Meghan are, you know, 100% involved with the planning process. Now, the groom's outfit. So, Harry is obviously going to be wearing military uniform on the wedding day, a tradition that dates back to Prince Albert. The seating plan, royal family obviously always sit on the right-hand side of the church. So we're already starting to get a bit of a picture happening. The wedding cake, the royals get to have two wedding cakes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and the wedding ring, it is customary amongst aristocratic men not to wear a wedding ring.
Oh.
So William and Harry both don't get a bit of bling. But Meghan and Kate, obviously, they get some bling.
Well, there you go. Wedding's coming up May 2018.
Exactly. Get excited. I was actually, on a side note, I was tagged in an article last night that claimed that Harry and Meghan are actually related.
Really?
Apparently, they share a great times 14 grandfather.
Oh, really?
So, which means they're technically like 15th cousins.
Oh, really?
I just thought when I was first tagged in the article, obviously someone was trying to rain on my parade, you know, and just, you know, not sharing my excitement of the royal nuptials. So I was like, go away. But really, when you think about it, 15th cousins, probably not a deal breaker.
There you go.
You and I are probably 15th cousins.
We probably are. Probably less than that.
Probably
being Australian.
Seventh or eighth.
Captain Cook's probably our grandfather.
Oh, he probably is.
Ah, exactly. That'd be fantastic. There you go. Well done on your first royal update.
Royal update. Stay tuned. Many more to come.
Number one. All done. A royal update.
The Cool Boys and the Frontman.
We are at 7:42, current temp 21, and we do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Mike from Workdays, take it away, mate.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
And joining us now for a special edition of Want a Gift from techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick, how you doing, mate?
G'day, guys. Going well, thank you. How are you guys?
Very well, Stephen. Talk to us about your top three electronic Christmas gift picks.
Yeah, I've got to say, number one will have to be the smartphone. I think a phone is a really popular gift, especially there was research from Telstra. Nearly half of parents with young and early teenage kids, that's the top gift on the wish list.
Okay.
For a smartphone. So obviously there's plenty of choices, plenty of different budgets and different price points. Yeah, you got your iPhone at the top of the tree, Samsung, but you've also got a lot of really cool Android devices, Alcatel, Nokia, Huawei, some great products there, great value devices as well. So definitely smartphones, absolutely top of the tree.
Fantastic. Hit us with number two.
I reckon another popular gift are headphones. There's a lot of, everyone loves music, right? Whether you're young or old, guy or a girl, everyone loves music. And with the move to wireless music as well, wireless streaming services, and obviously there's phones now that don't have headphone jacks, a pair of wireless earphones or wireless headphones, very popular gift. And again, various types. So you get the in-ear, so the earphones. Yep. There's also wire-free earphones, so products like the AirPods.
Fantastic. We're going through a special edition of Want a Gift right now. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. And Stephen, what is the number one gift for Christmas 2017?
Well, number one, these products I've talked about are kind of in no particular order, but another popular gift are smart products.
Now, you've heard
the term Internet of Things, you know, where all your gadgets and your lights and your cameras are all connected.
Yes.
So there's a great opportunity for people to buy maybe a wireless security camera or lights you can control with your phone or all the various products that they could all be controlled through apps on your smartphone. So there's plenty of choices there, cameras, lights. You name it, there's a lot of smart products. There are products that can tell you the temperature in your room, and they talk to another product that can turn the air conditioner on, and they talk to another product. So there's all these smart home automation products that are affordable and also easy to retrofit into your house because they all use Wi-Fi. So you can easily connect it to your network and make your home smarter and make your life a little bit easier.
Technology.
Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. Of course, you can go onto your site and get reviews on all the latest and greatest technology. Thanks for joining us today on a special edition, Stephen, of Want a Gift.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Yo,
guys.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
Deserve this. You look perfect tonight.
Dubbo on the Central West, number one, with this fella, Ed Sheeran, Perfect. Yeah, morning, everyone. 22 degrees, current time 8:24, and controversies erupted over a mum in a restaurant. We're going to talk about that in under 15 minutes' time, but right now people have got a lovely lady on the phone.
We do. If you watch 60 Minutes on Sunday night, you may have seen this fabulous woman on there, Edwina Robertson. She is an incredibly talented photographer with a passion and heart for the bush, affectionately known as Eddie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Eddie, great to have you on the show.
Really is. Really fantastic to have you here.
Eddie, I have sort of had a little bit to do with you for a little while now. You have photographed some weddings of a few of my friends, and it's been amazing seeing your work. Very popular wedding photographer in high demand. But you were on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, and you were talking all about your Wander of the West, which is was your three-month outback adventure around Australia without a single dollar. What on earth possessed you to do something like this?
Oh, I think there is a little bit of crazy in me, definitely. It wasn't for the faint-hearted, but I It's something I had planned 2 years before. Originally, I'd seen the movie Tracks, which is a story based about a true story based about a woman called Robin Davidson, and in 1977 she actually trained 3 camels and walked from Alice Springs across to Broome across the desert by herself.
Wow.
And I was so inspired by her story and the landscape. And
absolutely there was. And I remember watching along on Instagram, and I'll never forget the day that you rolled your ute and that you were stranded in the middle of nowhere and a family picked you up, and there was absolutely never a dull moment. And
no.
You're very passionate about people in the bush and in rural areas. So I guess, was there something in particular that really drew you to tell these people's stories?
Look, as a girl from northern New South Wales, I was actually born in Dubbo Hospital. There's a fun fact.
So, Eddie, obviously this trip really showed you firsthand the struggles that people living in rural and regional communities face. What did you find the biggest challenge for yourself personally?
That's a bit of a tough question, but I think for me, it wasn't so much more challenges for me. I think it was more things I learned about myself because I was out in the bush. I think there was far more positives to my trip than negatives. I learned things that I was actually more capable than I thought I was. I learned a lot about myself and what I really liked about myself, and there's a lot of thinking time involved, and I was put in a lot of situations where I just had to meet people, and every night I was staying with people that I didn't know. So
Eddie, it has been wonderful having you on the show. Your story is amazing, and we love seeing you be so passionate about people in regional and rural communities across Australia. Thanks so much for coming on the show morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, DJ Khaled, Rihanna, morning everyone, how you doing? We're at 8:43 and it's Pippa and Jimmy, 13, 12, 16 anytime. We do it thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef. Yeah, get that in me right now in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. This is Hit Morning.
Jimmy, I'm about to wade into the waters of discussing parenthood. I'm obviously not about to become a parent, but I'm about to wade into the waters of discussing parenthood, which is risky business not being a parent yourself.
Shout out to the mums and dads of Dubbo on the Central West.
Hey, guys, doing the school drop-offs. But this is tricky territory because anything you say here could very quickly be misconstrued as parent shaming.
So let's just say we're pretty much not really taking sides here.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to stay very neutral.
We're going to give you a story right now.
Yes.
And we want you to take your side. 13, 12, 16, whatever your opinion is, we'll get it on the radio.
Let us know. So a woman has started a debate after she spotted a waitress in a restaurant getting very annoyed that a mum had left her 2 children alone at the table. So she's taken online and become a bit of a keyboard warrior, asking for people's thoughts because to see if the waitress was being unreasonable after she spotted the mum take her toddler to the restaurant bathroom, leaving her other 2 children, aged somewhere between 5 and 8, sitting at the table.
Okay, so the waitress is the one who's got upset.
Yeah,
here.
She got a bit of a bee in a bonnet, the waitress, because she saw this mother take a toddler to the bathroom and leave the other 2 kids alone, unattended at the dinner table.
Yeah, and from what I read in this story as well, Pippa, they were quite well-behaved children. They weren't causing a ruckus. They were just sitting there well-behaved.
They didn't go feral. Mm. Now, 13, 12, 16, we would love to hear your thoughts on this. Jimmy, what do you reckon about this? Is it okay to be leaving your kids at the dinner table unattended if you need to go to the bathroom?
So I am going to take a little bit of a side
you
here.
You take it. Be careful, though. Be very careful.
I can't see an issue with it. Mums have to go to the toilet as well. Dads have to go to the toilet as well. And if you know that your kids are well-behaved kids, I've just got to pop to the toilet for 2 minutes, kids. You be well-behaved. Look at that security camera there. Santa Claus is watching.
Exactly. It's about to come up to Christmas. He will know if you've been naughty or nice.
I cannot see an issue because what are mums meant to do?
Honestly, it's not like mums have to have a cup under the table and if they've got to go, they've got to, do a wee on the spot.
Yeah.
Like, for goodness sake, I've got my girlfriends, a lot of them are mums, and honestly, I know from personal experience from chatting to them, sometimes the toilet is the only peace and quiet they get in the 24-hour period.
Fantastic. Hey, the phone lines are lighting up, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song. If you want to get your opinion on 13, 12, 16, is it okay to leave your young kids unattended at a restaurant while you go to the toilet? That's what we are asking.
And remain calm because we're not parent shaming.
Yeah, no parent shaming.
It's just a story. We are simply delivering the news and we want to know what you think. That's it. Is it that ice cold?
Oh, yeah, one of my favourite songs of all time there. Mark Ronson teaming up with Bruno Mars. It's called Uptown Funk here. Morning Dub on the Central West. It's Pippa and Jimmy on the air.
We're just floating around in the parenting pool at the moment because a woman has come under fire after she left two of her children unattended in a restaurant while she took her toddler to the bathroom.
Yeah, she's been attacked online. And we want to know on 13, 12, 16. The phone lines have lit up, but you've still got time if you'd like to get your opinion on here.
Give us a call.
Is that okay? Okay, to leave your children in the restaurant, you know, they're well-behaved kids.
Yeah.
If you pop to the toilet for a couple of minutes, you say, hey, kids, sit there. So if you want to have your say on this, 13, 12, 16, either way, whichever you are.
Because the waitress was getting a bit judgy McJudgeson on the mum in the restaurant. Natalie, what do you think? Would you leave your kids alone while you went to the bathroom? What if they had a plate of nuggets and chips in front of them?
No.
No, wouldn't do it?
Not with today's society.
Yeah, no, no, fair enough. Cool. So if you would take them all with you to the bathroom if you were going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Today's society is, you know, you don't leave your kids anywhere. I understand that. But sometimes you might be a regular at a restaurant. So you may, you know what I mean? You may know the waiters there, or you may say to a waiter, hey, could you just keep an eye out with my kids for just a minute? I just need to pop to the toilet.
Taking your calls on 13, 12, 16. Megan, would you leave your children unattended while you went to the bathroom in a restaurant?
It depends on how old they are, really.
Well, these children were 8 and 3, and a mum has come under fire for leaving them unattended while she went to the bathroom. What do you reckon?
I reckon that's fine. I've got 2 kids around the same age, and I do it. I'm not
going to
lie. I've done it.
Yeah. Your kids, I guess, are well-behaved kids, and, you know, mum's just going to pop to the bathroom every couple of minutes. She'll just pop into the bathroom, they sit there and behave.
Yes. And most restaurants now have stuff for kids to do as well.
So. Very true.
Very
a little
true.
Bit of a colouring in pack or something.
So you say this mum who came under fire after going to the bathroom and left her 8-year-old and 3-year-old, that's a bit unfair for her to come under fire for that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously she thought her kids were going to behave enough to leave them there, otherwise she wouldn't have left them there.
Or either that or she really just needed some time out and just was like, I've got to get away from these guys for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because really, let's be honest, sometimes mums and dads, they do need a bit of peace and quiet. And I know talking to my girlfriends who are mums, sometimes they can't even go to the bathroom without being sort of like inundated with their children. Mum, and they're like, I actually just need to do a wee. Can you just give me a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Tamara on 13, 12, 16 as we ask the question, is it okay to leave your kids unattended in a restaurant as you go to the bathroom? Tamara, what are your thoughts on this one?
No, never.
Whoa, no, never. Okay, Tamara, tell us why.
Well, my oldest is 10 and my youngest is 4. And you just don't know people in the world these days. So, you know, my children are well behaved. I have no trouble with them mucking up. It's just the people around them.
Even in a public place, like a restaurant?
Even if you go to a restaurant and know the waitresses and things like that, do you really know someone that well?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. So you're not saying that it's wrong to leave them unattended because they may misbehave or that's rude to the waiter. You're saying it because...
For their safety.
For their safety, that's right. Just purely you don't trust anyone in the world these days, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting opinion, Tamara.
And when you've got young kids as well, I guess it's your responsibility to keep those kids safe and out of harm.
And I think that, like... And you just don't realise how you can be. So, yeah, you just are constantly looking over your shoulder, unfortunately, these days.
I know what you mean. Hey, Tamara, thank you so much for calling through. We really appreciate your opinion today.
That's okay.
No worries. Have a great day. Bye.
I know what she means, Tamara, with, you know, kids' safety, leaving them unattended.
Understand.
Yeah, because my mum left me unattended. It was in Warren when I was quite young. Really? She just nipped into the bakery and I was just sitting in the back seat of the car in my car seat and I found a rock sitting on the side of the road that was just a really cool shape and I thought, I reckon I could fit that in my mouth.
Oh, no.
And I stuck a rock in my mouth and then it actually got wedged. It wedged my jaw to the point where I actually couldn't get the rock out of my mouth and so I'm thrashing back and forth in my car seat because I stuck a rock in my mouth thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die. I'm never going to be able to get this rock out of my mouth. Mum came back from the bakery and said, what on earth have you done? I said, I tried to stick a rock in my mouth and I can't get it out. Mum's like, why would you do that? Seriously, don't leave. This is why I shouldn't have been left unattended because I tried to eat rocks.
It seems like the general consensus here isn't it's rude to leave your kids. It's whether you want to do that for safety reasons.
Yes, that's right. Because you never know. Your kid just could be a bit weird like me and try and stick weird stuff in their mouth.
The cool boys and the front man.